Thomas Brooks said, "He who lives up to a little light shall have more light."
If you ever had a glow-in-the-dark as a child, you may understand how they work. In order to glow-in-the-dark, you have to spend some time in the light. Hi, I'm Dave Dino. You know, you and I cannot be the light of the world unless we immerse ourselves in the light of Jesus Christ. Today on The Tide, the powerful conclusion of Pastor Dwayne Pottinger's series, Letting Your Light Shine. Now, we'll get started in just a few moments, but first, let's join Dwayne for a couple of questions. Dwayne, we asked this question a couple of weeks ago, but, well, I think we should address it again. A lot of people, including some very well-respected Christian leaders, believe that the church isn't doing its job. Now, do you think that that's true? Is the church failing to be a light, or is the world failing to open its eyes?
Dave, when I hear that question, I immediately think of Henry Blackaby in his statement, and it goes something like this. I can't quote it from memory. He said, "If the darkness is getting darker, it is not the problem with the darkness. In essence, it's only acting according to its nature." He went on to say, "If the darkness is getting darker, it is the problem with the light," which is obvious. If the darkness is getting darker, that means the light is diminishing. The light is going out. And we obviously realize that Jesus called us to be the light in order that we might dispel the darkness. One of the things that we need to recognize is that there has been a transition or a shift of our focus as a church. It has been said that Jesus called us to be fishers of men, but instead we have become content to be keepers of the aquarium. Instead of reaching out and shining the light into the darkness, we want to huddle together with the Holy Four and just be safe. Erwin McManus, in his book, An Unstoppable Force, said, "We kept our traditions, but we lost our children." In other words, our focus shifted. The church got comfortable, and we lost our conviction. He goes through a variety of challenges that I would highly recommend his book for your reading. Again, it's called An Unstoppable Force by Erwin McManus. A very challenging book. We're working through it as a staff and trying to wrestle with the challenges that he is making.
Last week you talked about some of the obstacles to being the kind of light that we're supposed to be. I wonder if you might review one or two of the most common ones.
You remember perhaps that I actually identified 10, and it's not an exhaustive list. I mentioned arguing, complaining, disobedience, apathy, silence, complacency, selfishness, worldliness, conformity, and indifference. And I think probably three of those come together in, they are very closely associated or related. And those three would be apathy, complacency, and indifference. So those, I think, are killing us as a church. We don't care. We don't really, we don't have a concern that our spiritual temperature or thermometer is going down. So that's a great hindrance. Then I think I'd like to tie the two other great issues, and that's selfishness and worldliness. I see a great tie between those things. We've lost the passion for the King and His kingdom, and instead we put that passion on ourselves. We're padding our pockets and building our own palaces. We're caught up in this world. So it's hard for me to break that down as to the one or two most important things. They are all related, and it's the issue of the heart. Where's our heart going? What do we want?
Well, what about you? Is your light turned on, my friend? If you want to learn how to glow in the dark, stay with us for the next few minutes here on The Tide. Here's Dwayne with the conclusion of his series, Letting Your Light Shine.
So, friends, how can we improve our shine? I would say, first of all, where we need to start is we need to repent and confess of our sins before God. Recognize we have not been the light He's calling us to be. I know this is sort of right directly at us, but how long can we afford to be indifferent and let our light be hidden? Let's repent. Let's repent before God. Confess our lack of light. Secondly, let's walk in the light of obedience. If we know of areas where it is just putting out our light, let's walk in obedience. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." So let's walk in the light of obedience. Confess, walk in obedience. 3, spend time in the Word and with the light. We've got to spend time until His light is soaked up in us. In essence, we're sort of like those glow things, you know. I remember as a little boy, there was a set of praying hands. You ever see those? And they sat there, they looked a little milky in the light. But when you turn off the light, you could see them very clearly in the darkness. Or some of you have children, or maybe you yourself growing up, in your room when your mom would turn off the light and you look around the room and there were stars on the ceiling shining. In this dark world in which you shine like stars in the night, spend time in the light, in the Word. Max Reich said, "The Christian who is careless in Bible reading will be careless in Christian living." Friends, I want to encourage you. You've got to get into the Word. You've got to spend time reading God's Word. I know we've heard it ever since we've been this big, but it's just as true today as it was when we were little. And I know it's something that we struggle with, and we do it for a while and then it drops off. I'm not scolding you. I'm saying I want to encourage you. I want to come along. I want to take your arm and say, let's do it again. We cannot give light if we're not taking light into ourselves. Spend time in the Word with the light. 4, show respect for others. One of the ways that we show or shine our light is to show respect. The church group was visiting Turkey and touring the sites of the 7 churches in Revelations. As the bus went down a dusty road, they noticed ahead a man riding a camel. When they stopped to take a picture, they noticed that behind the camel and the guy who was up on the camel riding, they noticed behind him that his wife was walking along behind him. And so they said, "Why are you up riding the camel when your wife walks?" From the top of the camel, the husband looked down and said, "It's simple. She doesn't have a camel." How many times do we have that sort of attitude when we go through life? An attitude of disrespect for other people. It's, I have it, you don't. It's mine, it's not yours. Anyway, in this world, it is very easy to develop an attitude of disrespect and neglect and looking down on other people. Remember the Scriptures. Scripture says we are to consider others better than ourselves. One of the ways to let our light shine is to do that. Not just say it, not just read it. But when we consider other people better than ourselves, we are in fact letting our light shine to other people. They don't know how to handle it. Because in this world, everybody's out for themselves. And we let our light shine by serving others. Another way to let our light shine: monitor your mouth and attitude. Oh, how easy it is to speak words that cut and hurt, that are like a wrecking ball and chain, bashing people, slamming into them. I'm preaching to myself. It's so easy to say things and then regret it later. But we need to guard our mouth and our attitudes, because those things do terrible damage to the light that is supposed to shine through us. 6, another way to let our light shine: guard your eyes and your ear gate. Guard your eyes and your ear gate. You see, Satan wants to blind us. He wants to make us deaf to the Spirit of God. And the world and sin and Satan is throwing things at our eyes and throwing things at our ears that is destroying our heart. It is putting out the light. How? You know, Scripture says, how can we join the spirit of Belial and have the spirit of Christ in us? How can we sit and watch for entertainment, things that grieve the Holy Spirit, sexual immorality and laughter about homosexuality and foul language? How can we take that in our eye gate, in our ear gate, without it throwing water on our spirit and putting out the light? Guard your eye and your ear gate, because Satan is trying to put out the fire so that you don't have a light. Number 7, a way to let your light shine. Spend time with others who are light-minded. Like-minded too. They have fire. They have passion. They want to make a difference in the world. Spend time with people like that, because it'll stir and stoke your own fire. I like to be around people who stir me up, who encourage me in my spiritual walk. Another way, read books and articles that refuel your lamp. Because after we burn for a while, you know, the oil lamps, what happens to the level of oil? It diminishes. I can't supply the oil. I can't fill myself with light. I must present myself to the source of light who fills me up. So I need to read books and articles, including God's Word. But there are wonderful writers. There's great resources. Our Christian bookstores are filled. I don't know about you. I'm overwhelmed with the stuff to try to read. I don't have to read it all, thank goodness. But I do try to pick good books, good magazine articles that will refuel the lamp. Another way, take a risk. You should be becoming familiar with that acronym. To let your light shine, do random incidents of simple kindness. Random incidents of simple kindness. Nobody has to ask. Nobody says you need to. You just decide to. You see a need, you step up to the plate. You see an opportunity, whether it's helping somebody clean their house, mow their lawn, prepare a meal, do their laundry, paint a house, pound a few nails, sweep a floor. Maybe somebody at your office, at your place of employment. Just help them with whatever they're involved in. It's a risk. They might reject you. They might tell you, leave me alone. But it's a wonderful way to let your light shine. Well, fortunately, we only have one more. Give glory. Give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Whose light is it? Where did it come from? We dare not take any of the praise or the glory. That's idolatry. That's self-worship. So when we do those good deeds, we dare not strut off like a peacock and say, look what I did. No, I thank you, Lord. Thank you that I got to be light today. Thank you, Lord, that I just got to be that donkey that carried you into Jerusalem. They were praising and shouting hallelujah, waving palm branches, laying clothes down. That donkey didn't for one moment say, look what they're doing for me. Last week, as we got to the end of the message, I had a section there, and I think I put it on your outline again. There was a section for Pastor Paul's concerns. And in that passage, he talked about that he didn't want to labor in vain. He wanted to see results for his investment. He didn't want to suffer and sacrifice for nothing. He wanted to rejoice and celebrate the believers' victories in Christ. And I thought, you know what? I need to share with you as a body of believers here what Pastor Pottinger's concerns are. You see, I'm concerned that I'm not laboring or sacrificing, or struggling in vain. My greatest joy is to see you grow spiritually and to see you get excited and passionate about doing something for the King and His kingdom. To see the light get bright and for you to get excited about doing something. That there is a real, genuine life change taking place in your life. That you're growing and maturing in your spiritual walk. That is what excites me. Not that we're just going through the motions and, you know, kind of maintaining the church here on the corner, but that we're growing. My concern is that your priorities and your focus is shifting from this world to eternal perspective. That we realize that this life is so short. And those of us that are getting older, and some of you are further ahead than I am, this is short. We need to live for eternity. This world's a dot. Eternity is a line that doesn't end. My concern is that you would get involved as individuals building the kingdom through ministry participation, knowing that everything you do, you're doing for the King. And everything you do, He's going to reward you for doing it. How good is that? What an incredible thing. That's my heart's desire for you. My heart's desire is that we as a body of believers would learn that many times it's the enemy who tries to get us stirred up to fight, but we fight each other instead of fighting the enemy. And my heart's desire is that we'd fight the enemy together and not each other. My desire, my concern is that we would see the lost come to Christ. I want to see lost people get saved. I want to see the kingdom increased. Somehow, we need to develop a strategy. We need to change the way we think that we can reach the lost people who are going to hell because they don't have the light. We've got to be the light. My concern is that there might be more people in heaven because of you and me in this church. Wouldn't that excite you? That in heaven there'd be more people there with you because of what we've done here. I don't know about you, but that would excite me. Thomas Brooks said, "He who lives up to a little light shall have more light." And so last week and this week, we focused specifically on the theme of light. What puts our light out so we could get rid of that, and how we can improve our light.
I hope you've been challenged, as I have, to shine your light so brightly, that others will not only see it, but see beyond it, into the eyes of a loving Father who wants to call them His own. Now for some final thoughts. Let's join Dwayne and our director Don Schenck in the studio.
Dwayne, what advice would you have to someone who's been listening today, but they're perhaps struggling, feeling like they're not sure that they're making a difference? Perhaps they don't feel worthy. Perhaps they're not sure how to shine. But for one reason or another, they just feel like they're not making a difference.
I think one of the things we need to realize is that as we give ourselves to the Lord and let Him fill us with His presence, His light, His love will begin to shine through us. I am reminded over and over of a statistic that was given about our impact on other people. And the stat is this, that even the most reserved individual will influence 10,000 people in their lifetime. And so I think making ourselves available to the Lord, making ourselves a conduit in which He flows through, our kindness when we interact with people, a smile on our face, a word of encouragement to somebody, all of those are ways that we can improve our shine, so to speak, on other people's lives. And we don't know the impact that's going to have when we speak a kind word at the checkout counter when we're purchasing our groceries or buying that piece of clothing at a store. It doesn't feel like much, but we're planting seeds.
Now, how can we evaluate how bright our light is shining? You know, if there's something that doesn't seem like it's there, but I close my eyes and I open it and I realize there is a light there, how does the Christian evaluate how bright is my light shining?
You know, a lot of us don't feel like we're a very bright light. But again, I think of the nightlight that's in our house. When I get up in the night, the nightlight is adequate to help me find my way around the furniture and across the floor so I don't stub my toe. And we have to recognize that a lot of the people that we are interacting with in the world are in total darkness. And our little light that shines there is making a huge difference.
Dwayne, talk about making a difference in the world. Our mission focus this month is Romania. That's an area where we're broadcasting. We started there in 97 on one station. We're now up to 5 stations. And interestingly enough, our program there is called From Darkness to Light. And there's a unique situation there in Romania because there is actually a very large, could we call congregation or church, known as the Orthodox Church. One of the, perhaps a weakness in the country is that tradition has, in a sense, replaced relationship with Christ. So there are many, many who would identify with the Orthodox Church, but really have no relationship with Jesus Christ.
I made that comment earlier that we kept our traditions, but we lost our children.
Exactly. And in a sense, children are being lost in Romania. And for all of us who have children, that's a very real concern, that we keep our children in the faith and pass on, in a sense, the light that we've received from Christ, pass that on to our children. Just as Paul looked at the people that he ministered to as the spiritual children. And in Romania, we want to be passing on the light. And I'd like to share something with our listeners today. Last year, we had a representative from Romania here to help us in our promotion of our ministry. And one of the things that we shared was a CD from a musician in Romania. And at the beginning of his CD, he opens the CD with a young child saying the Lord's Prayer. And as you listen to this, you'll hear the mother coaching the child along. And I think it's a beautiful picture of a mother discipling her child in the Lord. And it's a model for us to be able to pass on the light from one generation to the next.
Tatăl nostru care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele tău, vie împărăția ta, facă-se voia ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră cea de toate zilele, dă-ne-o nouă astăzi.
Și
ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre.
Precum
în noi iertăm greșiților noștri.
Și nu
ne duce pe noi în și nu ne duce în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel rău. Și asta este, căci asta este împărăția și puterea și slava în veci. Amin.
Years, 10 languages, one mission, to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the remotest parts of the earth. That's the Tide Ministry in a nutshell. And friends like you make it all possible. To help keep us on the air, in Romania and all around the world, call in with your donation today. Call us toll free at 1-877-859-5484. Come and join us as a partner in this ministry. That's 1-877-859-5484. As always, today's program, this one titled Letting Your Light Shine, is available for a gift of any size. To receive your copy on audio cassette or CD, call us and ask for program number 0446. Or send your request to us at the Tide, P.O. Box 399, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17201. For information about the Tide or to hear an encore presentation of today's lesson, be sure to visit our website at www.gospeltide.org. Now, the core of Christianity, what is it? It is faith. It's what gives us confidence in our salvation and assures us that we are, in fact, God's children. Join us next week for a compelling look at one of the most faithful men in the Old Testament. Until next time, I'm Dave Dino, thanking you for tuning in to The Tide, a ministry that's touching hearts on shores worldwide.